This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka nabiyyana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasleeman kathira thumma ma ba'd. How many of you would like to be around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, jama'ah? Allahu Akbar, right? We all want to be. How easy is that going to be to you? Do you think it's going to be easy? You guys think it's going to be easy? Well, it depends on how you look at it. It depends on how you look at it. Some people, they have the aspiration to be not just with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No, I want to be next to him. If I can be next to him, I would love to do everything in my power to get to that position. May Allah make us all among them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Some of us, or some people, I mean some of us, some people, they would say, as long as I can see his nur from far away, I'm happy. Like, I don't have to see him, but see his nur from distance. Akhi, may Allah bring you closer, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Let's aspire to a higher position, to be close to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And let's see, when you do mujahada, like that requires a lot of effort, right? But what kind of effort brings you closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Here's one of those suggestions from the Prophet sallallahu wasallam. Hadith number 106 in Riyadh al-Salihin, Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, on the chapter on mujahada, struggling in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قال عن أبي فراس ربيعه بن كعب الأسلمي رضي الله تعالى عنه خادم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن أهل الصفة. He says, Rabi'a bin Ka'b al-Aslami radiallahu anhu, he used to serve the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not an official servant, but he used to volunteer out of joy and happiness and love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would serve the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which means whatever need a Prophet wants, he will be there. He will carry his water, he will help him with this, he will help him with whatever that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would need. And he used to be from Ahl al-Suffa. Ahl al-Suffa were the poor community in Medina. They didn't really have a place to go to. So just like refugees who came from outside of Medina, and they find shelter in the masjid of Rasulullah ﷺ. The back part of the masjid used to be dedicated for the Ahl al-Suffa. So we'll be gathered over there for the ibadah and ta'ah. And every now and then, the Prophet ﷺ, he would ask a few of the Sahaba, says, if any one of you guys can take one or two to feed them today, jazakumullah khair. And says, please, help them. So the people would volunteer. They will take one, they will take two, they will take, you know, three to feed them for the day, and then bring back again the masjid. So, Yahir Rabi'a radiallahu anhu arda, he had all the time. So he would serve the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One time, he traveled with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he used to serve him in a specific way. Qala, so he said, قال كنت أبيت مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأتيه بوضوئه وحاجته. Said, I used to spend my night in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he used to put up water for his wudu and his hajj when he needs to do something. I'll help him with it. Like he would be there for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like at night, making sure his wudu is ready for him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The water is ready for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A lot of sacrifice, jama'ah. You sacrifice your sleep, you sacrifice your night, so you make sure that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has comfort in his night sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَقَالَ So the Prophet ﷺ, after seeing his dedication and his devotion, in another narration it was after a journey. So the Prophet ﷺ, being so gracious and recognizing people, he said, I want to reward you for your service. قَالَ سَلْنِي. He says, ask me for something. What does that mean, Jama? That means like wish for something, right? Can you imagine the Prophet ﷺ is telling you, wish for something? What does that mean exactly? Wish is what, Jama'ah? Is granted. Like that's a $1 billion what? You cannot put a price tag on this right now. He said, Selni, ask me for something. I want to reward you. Wish for something. What would you think this man would ask for? I mean, today maybe people start thinking, really, let me think about it. I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. We have so much on our lists, right? But this man, he knew by this question from the Prophet ﷺ, he got it. Like, mashallah, I got right now, you know, the biggest prize. فقال, أسألك مرافقتك في الجنة. I want you to make me your companion in Jannah. Like the way I'm around you here in dunya, I want to join you in Jannah. I mean, if that was given to him, what would he be? Not just Jannah. The highest ranks in Jannah. Ma'al anbiya wa salihin. Like he would be, he's not just the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now. He's Ibrahim alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam. In the VIP, yani, position, lounge in Jannah. MashaAllah. So he says, I want to be with you in Jannah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he can't give Jannah to people like they wish. قال أو غير هذا. Can you ask me for something else? Like, ask me for something I can give you. This is something I can't guarantee for you. So, قال أو غير ذلك. Ask me something I can give you, guarantee for you. قال هو ذاك. That's it. You give me this or جزاك الله خير. Nothing. قال هو, that's the only thing I ask from you. Now, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he could actually argue with him and even show his frustration with his request and tell him, who you think you are? You want to be like this to go to Al-Firdaus Al-A'la? I mean, he could have said that, right? But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave him such a beautiful answer. Now that beautiful answer, one of the things about it is that he didn't give him the easy, convenient door to it. No, he gave him a plan. He gave him something to work on. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ إِذَنْ فَأَعِنِّي عَلَى نَفْسِكَ بِكَثْرَةِ السُّجُودِ. Okay, help me against yourself. Look what he said, أَعِنِّي عَلَى نَفْسِكَ. Like, help me to help you against your own self with so much sujood. As many sajda as you can do. Sajda here means what, jama'ah? Salah, that's what it means. Salawat, yani. Like the Prophet was telling him, pray as much as you can. So wait a minute, I mean, is there anything else besides the 5 daily prayers I need to do? Well, 5 daily prayers, that's the bare minimum. That's for everybody else. You want to be up there? There's way above the 5 daily prayers. Like what? Sunnah, Nafil, Tahajjud, Tahiyatul Masjid, Al-Duha, Shuruq, Taraweeh, you name it. Every moment you make wudu, you pray to rak'ah. Like, increase your chances to be in Al-Firdaus Al-A'la with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by praying so more often. Do you think it's going to be easy? Is that easy, jama'ah? Let's be honest. Is that easy? I mean, some people, they barely make it for fard, yani. And when it comes to the sunnah, oh my God, we skip it. Alhamdulillah, it's not fard, yani, right? But here's the competition. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look the expression he used, قال أعني على نفسك. Like, help me against yourself. Which means he's telling him, your nafs is not going to like it. Your nafs won't like it. So help me against yourself by doing so much sajdas in your day and night. Meaning make a lot of salawat. Alhamdulillah, this answer from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is inclusive. What does that mean, jama'ah? It's for everybody. It's not just for him. So we've been given, all of us, through the barakah of Rabi'ah ibn Ka'b al-Aslami radiallahu anhu arda, to be able to get through that door that gets us to Al-Firdaus al-A'la to be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No excuse. And frankly, if you're not going to get there, I don't know what to tell you. You've been given an opportunity right now. A wish would be granted for everybody who dedicates their day and night to do sajda and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't spare a moment. If there's a chance to pray nafil, to add an extra rak'ah here and there, when you come to the masjid, when you go home, when you make wudu, you need tahajjud. Don't be lazy. That's real mujahada. Because again, the Prophet says, "A'inni ala nafsik." Look, help me against your own self. Yourself doesn't want to do that. Your nafs doesn't like it. It's too hard, too much. But you need to work mujahada against your nafs so you can make it happen, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So you can see the humbleness of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum wa ardahum, how they served the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Salihin as well too. How the Prophet was also very, very generous and also appreciative. And that's the messenger of Allah. I mean, enough for these people to serve the Prophet and honor for them, right? He still would say, I want to reward you for your service. So that's something we also take into consideration. If someone does something good for you, it would be very, very, you're commended that you reward them for their service. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us some of those who listen to the speech and for the best of it, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the opportunity to be the companions of the Prophet in Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the path of salah and sujood easy for us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to join us with Rabi'ah ibn Ka'b al-Aslami and the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-Anbiya al-Firdaus al-A'la, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu a'lam. Any question, Jamal? Yes. Does the hadith speak about the quantity or the quality of the raka'at, the salah? I mean, obviously, the Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith about a person when they pray, depends on how much you concentrate, this is how much reward you get. قَالْ وَأَلْ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ إِلَّا مَوَعَ. You only get the reward for the amount where you're conscious. So it's not just about how many raka'ah, how many conscious raka'ah that you pray. Wallahu a'lam. Na'am. Yes. No. Say it again. Tazkiyat nafs, but you mean more than just salah? So the question is, does that mean the hadith had another meaning? Maybe it's not really about just salah, it's about the effect of the salah on you, which means the tazkiyatun nafs, right? Wallahu a'lam. I mean, in extension, that understanding makes sense. Why is that? Because what is salah supposed to lead to? Inna salat tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi. Salah should prevent a person from committing sins and being vulgar and being this and being that, which means salah supposed to correct and fix the character of people. And if that salah is not fixing your character, what's the point of it? And what's the point of someone worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal and then he goes and he disobeys Allah in the way he treats people? What's the point of that? Right? So salah is supposed to be an extension to what we're saying over here. Hopefully, when someone exercises the salawat frequently, it will reflect in their akhlaq and their marriage and their tazkiyah. Wallahu a'lam. Na'am. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Guys, alhamdulillah, we have chai outside. So, bismillah, go for it.